Welcome to SOLIDWORKS Heard, a show about tools, tips, and technology surrounding SOLIDWORKS engineering and the web. This is episode 446 for July 14th, 2013. July Tech News. I'm tying knots with gloves on and breathing underwater. Well, hi, and welcome to SOLIDWORKS Heard. I'm Lou Gallo. Well, what do you know? A Sunday show. it's kind of deja vu. I was just sitting here recording the show on 8-1, and I kind of launched that the same day. I've been having a lot of fun just kind of digging in. I enjoy, you know, having a new operating system. There's a lot of stuff I like to try and figure out what's different, what's changed, and it's been quite a bit of fun. I actually ended up getting everything going on my desktop PC and, have that installed natively. And unfortunately, I'm running the 32-bit version just due to my hardware issues with my processor. But on my Mac, I'm actually running it in a VM to do some testing as well. So I'm trying to get as much airtime as I can on it so I can really, kind of understand what's coming down the pipe. But all that aside, it's July. It's the middle of July. And obviously here in Arizona, it's hot. So we like to stay inside, stay by the pool, and talk tech news. So most of the stuff we're going to touch on today, we'll do the usual kind of staples. We'll touch the SOLIDWORKS blog, tips and news, as well as the tech alerts, and also the monthly FAQ, which is awesome that has been coming out so regularly. And then we'll touch on some industry news. So it is in full beta swing, and I think the SOLIDWORKS blog is actually kind of quiet, and we'll talk about that shortly. So without further ado, let's get into it. It's a busy month, and here's all the tech news in July. All right, well, over at the SOLIDWORKS blog, like I said, it's a little bit lax. There's only about 6 or 7 posts since the last time we talked, and this is pretty common around this time where we have everybody doing beta testing. Obviously, beta is under NDA, so nobody's really able to talk about what they're finding, and that's kind of where all the latest and greatest is. So a lot of the tech posts were kind of minimized a little bit. I'm sure all of them are digging in and testing out 2014 beta, as well as just, standard protocol. You're not allowed to talk about beta, the first rule about beta. But soon enough, the embargo will lift, and SOLIDWORKS will probably have a launch site again, and they'll talk all about the highlights and features. Like I said, if you're not even interested, maybe you're not interested in testing, but you really just want to kind of know what is actually in the product, do try and sign up and just download the what's new and dig through that. It gives you a good prep and kind of get you prepared. So all beta aside, let's kind of start with some of the news. I'll break it into two areas, tips and news. The tips, there was about 4. They had one on SOLIDWORKS modeling methodology. Before you start your design, I like these type of posts because it kind of gives you some things to think about before you actually start hammering in on a design. Many of you probably start doing a lot of the design, kind of sketching things out in SOLIDWORKS. You start to think in SOLIDWORKS, but it was kind of a good approach piece, and I definitely recommend reading it. The other ones were 5 steps to create a SOLIDWORKS RX capture. This is a good thing to kind of refresh in your mind. Maybe you've always known that it's there, but you don't know actually all the functions and features that you can capture in RX. And it kind of walks you through step by step, shows you everything that you can actually encapsulate inside the RX file that we use in support to really kind of triage the issue and figure out exactly and pinpoint what's going on. Now, symmetry on fixtures and shell elements was another post. And again, I like these approach-based or application-based posts because it's not so much just a feature or function, but these are approaches in how to actually practically use tools. So definitely check that out, especially for those of you that are simulation geeks and want to get in and try and minimize your boundary conditions and setup. The last one for tips was how to replace the viewport compass with your company logo. Now, I'm not really sure if this is one of those practical tips, but I thought it was actually kind of a cool little find. I remember going to a lot of these different scenarios and kind of tips and tricks sessions at SOLIDWORKS World over the years, and I remember people doing all kinds of crazy stuff with the little home task pane and the HTML in there. You could customize and have links to your site and customize it to have a custom app, and it was just kind of an interesting thing. So these are one of those things that kind of catches your eye. As far as on the news side, there were a few things worth mentioning on the SOLIDWORKS blog. 3 of which, the first one here is the My.SOLIDWORKS. We talked about My.SOLIDWORKS, the kind of customized homepage or landing page that has a lot of conglomeration of every content piece that's out there, whether it's the forums or the blog or, the the various things. They did do some updates to it. One of the things that they added was also bringing in some of the things from Knowledge Base, which I thought was a very welcome, you know, thing that we've all been waiting for. Another big thing about the My SolidWorks update, and this actually posted about the 20th of June, was that they added 3D Content Central. They also have, you know, the kind of the format or the experience of the My.SolidWorks site actually works on anything. It was kind of a weird limitation, but it didn't work on phones and tablets and any type of mobile browser. It used to just kind of puke at it and kind of say, you know, I can't load this. It's not, doesn't work on here. I never really understood that. If they're making a web-based tool and it's a website, there's no reason why it shouldn't run on a mobile site. You know, I'm not really sure why it was an issue, but apparently it was. I used to trick it a little bit with, especially on Android, because when you're running Chrome or even on iOS, you can run Chrome and you can say, give me the desktop site, and it would actually kind of work. But for the most part, it was pretty much broken on anything but a regular desktop browser. So, you know, this is a big, big welcome thing. They also talked about some performance backend where they've actually increased the load times and things like that. Obviously, with all the, you know, the tips and tricks and videos and stuff like that, a lot of this stuff kind of pops up right away. And they just kind of change the way the look and feel looks like. It's very tiled based. It kind of, you know, has these little square tiles of different areas, and it's kind of segmented. You know, most of the other things are pretty much the same, but I definitely think that, you know, a lot of the things that are in here now make it a little bit more useful for those that go here. Most of the content that's there, I personally don't use, and I'll talk about this later in the industry news, mainly because I read many feeds and kind of content sources, so I don't really rely on something that's very, you know, only focused on one little segment of what I'm interested in. But overall, a good update. There's also a couple of things on here that I thought were worth mentioning also in the news. They said there was a post that said how to get speedy with SolidWorks Enterprise PDM. I kind of like these type of posts because mainly it gives a lot of users, especially those of you that don't use PDM, kind of get an idea of how this thing can be used as more of an in-process tool. I think a lot of people think about PDM, and they think about final resting place. They think about the document control cage, where it's locked down and it gets in my way and it's just a whole bunch of overhead that I got to deal with. All I want to do is get into SolidWorks and design. And so this was kind of more of an approach, you know, using this as more of an in-process tool. And the last one was Exploded Views Made Easy with SolidWorks Composer. I kind of threw this in the news area because I think most of you that use Composer get it. You've probably done Exploded Views, probably one of the first things that you ever did in SolidWorks Composer. But for those of you that are just kind of still wondering what this tool does, this is a good little post to read on how quickly. And this is one of the things I think really kind of opened people's eyes on the performance of being able to use something like Composer to do Exploded Views. You can grab 5,000 parts and explode it instantly and rotate the part in assembly and no issues whatsoever. There's no stuttering. It's obviously, this is the right tool for the job. So I definitely recommend reading that if you're kind of interested in how Composer actually kind of fits the bill. So that's all for the SolidWorks blog. Let's head over to the tech alerts and the monthly FAQ. Now, as far as tech alerts, well, it's really all about beta. Obviously, beta launched. The last time we talked, I don't think it had launched yet. But beta has launched, and it's if you visit beta.solidworks.com, you can get registered and you know, get your download and start testing things out. So they did launch Enterprise PDM 2014 Beta 1 as well as SolidWorks 2014 Beta 1. So if you want to test those products, definitely get in there and download. I did get, I've mentioned this about Enterprise PDM beta testing before. You can actually register to get hosted vaults. So if you don't want to have to go through setting up all of the infrastructure and getting your server-side information all, you know, buckled down, your database and archive servers and your SQL install and all that stuff, you can actually ask for hosted vaults. And then what you can do is all you got to do is just install the client. And if you are an enterprise tester, you probably are pretty cozy with maybe throwing up a simple virtual machine, you know, with just a base Windows 7 or something loaded, and then just load the 2014 client, and you can connect to your hosted vaults and do your testing. I actually recommend this because it's a nice way of being able to utilize and test this new system without impacting anything in production. Obviously, you don't really want to do any upgrades. Most people try to get a little tricky and maybe they just kind of live on the edge and they want to upgrade their production. And the problem is most of the betas and pre-releases do not upgrade to the SP0 release. So make sure that you are not doing anything with your production data. And that's why I really do like the hosted vaults. The other thing that was in the tech alerts was just some of the featured content from July. Remember, you can always just go to forum.solidworks.com, click on the blog posts area, and usually there's a segment in there about the July featured content. So I always like checking those out. They always have some interesting models and approaches and things like that. Now, the monthly FAQ, like I said, a few months ago, it was kind of taken over by somebody else and has definitely, they've done a good job. Julian in support over there has done a great job kind of reinvigorating the what's new, the FAQ. So he starts out basically talking about the SOLIDWORKS 2014 beta program. Obviously, we already talked, it's already in full swing. And like I said, I recommend that if you get in there, go up and download the what's new PDF. That's a great place to start. And it really roadmaps things out. Nobody in their right mind is going to test everything unless you just can't control yourself. But for the most part, you're going to go in and test the things that matter to you. So that's why I always pitch, try and get in there, download the what's new, and make a roadmap of what you want to test. Now in Service Pack news, they say Service Pack 4 of version 2013 has been in EV for 3 weeks now. So some of you may have already tested it. It should be officially released any time now. It fixes many issues and increases performance. And this is really something people have been asking about because EV has been out. I think I actually talked about that the last week or the last month that we talked in June Tech News. And it's definitely something to pay attention to. There's a couple of SPRs that they mention here as well. SOLIDWORKS simulation, there's an SPR 659016 on existing SOLIDWORKS sensors, mass, measurement, etc. will now correctly appear in the design study constraints or goals. So that's one big thing that they're going to be focusing on. In SOLIDWORKS SPR 686824, the option to enable cell drop down lists can now be changed after the design table is created. This was a bug that has been fixed in SP4, as well as Enterprise PDM SPR 687527. And this addresses the performance of the change state dialog. And it should actually open up quickly now. So there are some things, obviously, you can check out your SPR list, your fixed SPR list in your My Support area of the customer portal. And then as far as some of the things that they usually mention in here is they talk a little bit about noteworthy solutions from the knowledge base. And there's look like there's about five of them here. I'll just read the titles. If you're interested or any of them strike a chord with you, you can check them out on the knowledge base. The first one is what could cause the history dialog to be completely empty and show no history entries for a file in Enterprise PDM 2013 SP01 or 2. So I've actually seen that before and it's a little bit disturbing. The next one is, can SOLIDWORKS Explorer 2013 and SOLIDWORKS Workgroup PDM 2013 Vault Admin be installed on a Microsoft Windows Server 2003 machine? And the answer is no. What is the most correct reinstallation procedure of SOLIDWORKS with prerequisites for Windows 8? So that's actually a pretty good one. Another one here says, what could be the reason if D-feature preview is not shown in a few SOLIDWORKS assemblies? And another one here says, when will SOLIDWORKS Composer be supported on Windows 8 operating system? They said it's expected to be supported, looks like, in 2014's release. So, and just so you know, I've been running it on Windows 8 since launch, so it's really not an issue. And the last two here is what would cause the crashing issue when the simulation, where is the file mshtml.dll, is found in the application event logs. So that's really kind of a specific issue, but if you've seen that, they've got a good solution idea up here. And then also the last one here says how to define a surface body shell thickness variable parameter in a design study. So pretty packed FAQ, a lot of stuff to read through, but for the most part, we're in full swing of beta, so that seems to be the major focus. Well, I always like to finish the show off with a little bit of industry news, whether that's, you know, SolidWorks or engineering related, but it could also be just kind of technology in general. Now, I don't know about you guys, but for me, this first story was a little bit disturbing. I talked about it a couple of times now, but Google Reader was announced that they were going to shut them down on July 1st. And Google Reader has been something I've used pretty much since its launch. I think I've probably consumed, meaning reading and, you know, kind of skimming through, you know, something of the 40 or 50 blogs that I pay attention to. And this was a great triage tool. I could save it. I could share it. I really loved the tool. And I think many, many did. But it was a small enough niche to where Google wanted to get rid of it. And that's kind of been their thing. So they did sunset it. I have moved over to another service. I don't know if you guys are even interested, but there's a lot of them out there. In fact, Google leaving this kind of feed reading, you know, kind of area has introduced a lot of people jumping into the mix. I've actually gone with Feedly. It's a free service. It's the same kind of thing. It's more of a cloud-backed thing. And then you can use a lot of the clients that you may have used. On iOS, I use Reader, R-E-E-D-E-R, but I'm actually starting to really, really like Feedly's native app. And then on Android, I use Press, and I really like Press. It has a real nice kind of flow of reading articles. So, you know, it's how I keep up with really what's going on. And, you know, I like using it for triaging things. I could never remember to visit all these sites that I pay attention to. So, but I really think that it wasn't as bad as everyone thought it was going to be, but it did start to make me think a little bit about my own products and things that I, services that I did. And, one of the things that you guys have all heard me talk about is the herd. And I think sometimes people get a little bit confused with this show and the blog. And so SolidWorks Herd, the podcast, and SolidWorks Herd, the blog, are things that obviously I've been doing for many years now. I also launched in December of 2008 a Twitter-like clone that was first on a product called Laconica, and Laconica was actually changed to StatusNet. Now, StatusNet was an open-source clone of Twitter. In fact, for many years, it was actually more advanced than Twitter. And so I had my own server. I had an Ubuntu server that I had set up as a LAMP stack, and it ran that software. And I continued to work in the community, and I was actually coding a lot of little add-ins and stuff for it. And I loved going on their forums and kind of being an active part of helping other people keep their sites running. And it was very neat. For me, I really enjoyed, you know, I like to program, and I love the web. And I really liked the fact of having and running my own community. And really, it was my kind of centralized hub of where I posted a lot of my information. Most of my SolidWorks and CAD-related blogs would actually post there and then, you know, echo out to many other services that are out there. And for a while there, we had about 50 to 100 people that were pretty interactive. But, you know, over the last few years with kind of the prolification of Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus and all these other services that are really kind of integrated in mobile and all kinds of stuff, it made it harder and harder to get interaction, and really people were not there. So I continued to use it just because I like to own my own content, and I wanted to post stuff very organically there and have it go everywhere else. That way, if any service went away, it was all kind of on my servers. But, you know, I'm using other tools to kind of triage that and keep my stuff on my own server still. So I actually decided, along with Google Reader, to sunset the herd. So I know many of you had probably heard me talk about it. A few of you probably had visited or maybe lurked around. I know a bunch of you, about 300, had accounts. So, you know, it wasn't a huge thing, but it was enough for me to really kind of, you know, enjoy and learn the technology. And so if you visit herd, herd.solidworksherd.com, you'll notice that it goes to a landing page that just shows the sunset and the dates that the service existed. It was just shy of 5 years. I maintained it. I upgraded, I think, for 11 major releases, and I had a whole heap of fun doing it. So, you know, it's one of those things that are now in the past, and it's a little bit sad to turn off the server, but I did that over my vacation, and so the herd is now gone. A couple other things to mention in the CAD news: Stratasys actually merged with MakerBot, and you may have heard MakerBot was kind of the lower end, kind of do-it-yourselfer, kind of the whole maker movement, you know, 3D printer. And Stratasys is obviously a ginormous company that actually has the Dimension line. I think last year they bought Objet. So they're definitely acquiring pretty much the corner hub on anything 3D printed. Our friends over at GrabCAD also did a partnership with Luxon, who are the people from KeyShot. And what you'll notice is we've talked about GrabCAD Workbench, which is more of a collaboration layer for GrabCAD. They also have a thing called GrabCAD Toolbox, which is basically a whole slew of add-ins that allow people to publish pictures and renderings and things like that directly from CAD tools. And so Luxon is the next of many that have signed up and built add-ins to GrabCAD. Obviously, last week we talked about Windows 8.1 preview. It is available for download, so if you would like to get your hands on it, you can go up there. Actually, if you are running Windows 8, you can get it through the store, which is actually an interesting way of getting that content, because a lot of times people think, well, you know, if I'm going to install a preview of an operating system, I'm either going to have another drive, I'm going to have to do some type of dual boot, you know, and really your options are kind of twofold. You can actually create a little USB key that allow you to kind of undo the upgrade. Obviously, you can dual boot it. I actually did that for a while. But they also have the ISO images, you know, available, so you can actually download the ISO image, and you could download VirtualBox for free, which is a virtual machine software, and simply, you know, create a virtual machine and use the ISO file to install it. And I was able to set up Windows 8.1 in about 5 minutes, and it's a lot of fun. I definitely think it's a great, I would say, evolutionary upgrade to Windows 8. And if you want to hear more about it, I definitely check last week's show, episode 445. And the other thing that I wanted to touch on is also with our friends at GrabCAD is that they launched an Android app. So I know many of us are still waiting for our Android apps from SolidWorks. In fact, back at SolidWorks World, just 5 months ago, I remember on stage, I think it was the same day as the Festo bird flying over our heads, was an announcement that the Nexus 7 actually had e-drawings on it. And here we are, middle of July, and we haven't seen it yet. So I'm actually looking forward to you know, seeing more and more of these 3D CAD-based tools show up on Android. But GrabCAD is the next in line that has pushed out an Android app. So that's most of the industry news, and that's all the tech news for July. All right, well, there you have it. July is usually the month we're in full swing. We didn't have any lack of things to talk about today, obviously, but you know, as far as the kind of major news out of the SolidWorks engine, there wasn't much. You know, like I said, it's probably going to be a little bit busier the next time we do a tech news show. We're probably going to be pretty close to maybe the time that they launch. I'm guessing that, you know, that could probably be late August, early September that we start to see things trickle out and possibly maybe a release around that time. I really don't know how much longer this beta program will be than previous years. I thought that I had read that it was 2 weeks longer than it was last year, but nonetheless, we're obviously in full swing. But remember, you can check out beta at beta.solidworks.com. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, you can hit the comments section or email me at lou@solidworksherd. Don't forget to follow The Herd on Google+, Twitter, or Facebook by searching for SolidWorks Herd. This episode of SolidWorks Herd was sponsored by Digital Dimensions, Forward Engineering Solutions, online at www.dbicad.com. Music was provided by 21 Against by the means of Music Alley at musicalley.com.